don't just exist, live live on AWR SID Media.
Indeed, don't just exist. Make sure you become intentional and you are involved. What does the Bible say? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's what life is. It needs you to take it on by the horns, as one would put it. At this point in time, we're going to be going into our final conversation for this afternoon. Joining us on the line is my pastor, Mfundisi Comfort Anopa Mugwendere, who is going to be talking to us regarding this final lesson for this quarter. We are in lesson number 13. Titled Wait on the Lord. And today we're going to be going through Wednesday's edition, Waiting in God's Sabbath Rest. And he joins us now. Mfundisi, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and the listeners.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I believe the Lord has been a blessing. To you.
Ah, amen. Indeed, he has on our side, Mfundisi. No complaints whatsoever. Hoping that the same is the case for you.
Ah, so far so good. The Lord has been marvelous. I can't even complain. His mercy endures forever.
Indeed, Sophia Rafa Segudo. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Let's then jump straight into our lesson for today, Waiting in God's Sabbath Rest. The title of the week is Wait on the Lord. We've been talking about it from different perspectives. I mean, all the way from the Sabbath lesson. Now we went to Sunday, the call of waiting. We went to Monday, peace of a weaned child. And then also the idea of bringing in the sheaves. The sheaves is what was covered yesterday. Today, we are waiting in God's rest. Talk to us about what the lesson is bringing out on this Wednesday edition. Ooh, my pastor's line. There we go. Welcome back, Mfundisi.
Yes, thank you so much. So today we are looking at the title, Waiting in God's Sabbath Rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it is based on Psalms, the 92nd chapter, Psalms 92.
Okay.
So there are two aspects of the Sabbath day which are highlighted in this chapter. These two aspects, the first aspect is found in Psalms chapter 92, verse 4-5. Let me just read this one. It is so touching. It says here, "For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep." So here, the first point which is highlighted on the Sabbath,
okay,
it is the creation part. You know, the Sabbath is a commemorative of the creation work of God. So here, the psalmist is...
Oh, my, it seems like my pastor's line is not the very best.
Better.
Oof. We're struggling with your line. I don't know if you need to move around a bit to see if we can get better reception.
Yes, I am trying, or we can use direct call.
Yeah, maybe let me see if I can get you on a different line altogether so that perhaps you can get the real gist of the subject. We don't want to miss anything at all. If you just joined us, you're through to live right here on Adventist World Radio SID Media. At this point in time, we are going through our lesson study with my pastor, Pastor Mugwendere, the chaplain. They're talking to us and the listeners regarding lesson number 13. We are on the Wednesday edition of the Sabbath School Quarterly, and we are hearing from the pastor the different points that are coming through. Of course, the pastor pointing out there that the key passage of this Wednesday edition of the lesson is coming out in Psalm chapter 92, where the key one is, of course, highlighting the idea of creation. That's why we have our Jehovah and we worship him and we keep the Sabbath as we know it, because he created the commemoration of that creation account. And so that's what we're discussing together. If you've got any thoughts, any ideas, any comments, any questions, perhaps talk to us on +27 73 470 3520 as we go together through today's edition of the study of the lesson. We've got our pastor back on the line. Mfundisi, welcome back.
Yes. So I was saying that this week's study, especially today on Wednesday, we are looking at the title saying Waiting in God's Sabbath Rest. Now, and it is based on Psalm 92. There are two aspects of the Sabbath day which are highlighted in this chapter. What are they? In Psalm 92, verse 4-5, the psalmist is explaining, saying, "Oh Lord,
For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. So the psalmist is extolling, he is magnifying God's creative work, pointing back to God as the creator. So the first point in Psalm 92 is saying, let's wait on the Lord, reason being, he is the creator.
Okay.
So the first point of the Sabbath, which you are told to look back, to say, guys, look at this. Look who created the stars. Look who created the moon. It is God. Therefore, if we wait upon him, God is going to address our issue because he's the one who created all things. So the first point with the psalmist in 92 is saying, he's saying, guys, let's wait on the Lord on the Sabbath because he is the creator who created us.
Yeah.
We are his property.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is the second point also. The second point in this chapter, also chapter 92, which is found in Psalm 92, verses 12 to 14. Here we read, the righteous flourish like palm tree and grow like cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the court of our God. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green. This is a marvelous picture, a marvelous picture. Psalmist, what are you talking about here? Psalmist is talking about the redemptive work of God. Here he's saying, the righteous now, they are going to grow like the trees, the Lebanon, trees of Lebanon. Now, there is a part which I love the most. He's saying now, they are going to have children even in old age. This is the redemption. You know, if someone has reached the old age, they reach a point which we call menopause. Menopause, they are saying, you have reached the point whereby you can't have children. But the psalmist is saying, if you wait upon the Lord, even if the waiting takes longer, because our God is a redeemer, our God is the one who redeems us. Even in old age, he can do that which cannot be done. So the psalmist is saying, God, yes, he is the creator, but at the same time, God is the redeemer.
Amen.
Therefore, if we wait upon him, when the world is saying it's over, those who wait in the Sabbath are going to flourish like the trees in Lebanon. You know, the picture of the trees in Lebanon. These trees are called the evergreen trees. These are the trees which are strong. You know, I'm reminded of this text whereby Isaiah says, even the youth shall faint,
yes,
but those who wait upon the Lord shall not grow weary, because the Lord will renew their strength. So here, the psalmist is inviting you and me to wait in him in the Sabbath, because in the Sabbath, there is redemption, there is renewal.
Powerful, powerful points right there. You know, one other point that comes just to buttress what you're bringing across, this idea of creation and redemption, is this concept of God being a victor, right? That he will win at the end of the day. And I think that's a point that you're also raising across from the lesson, Mfundisi, to say, yes, things might not look like they're going the way you want them to, or that you're thinking they should be, or whatever it is. But if you stick on God's side, it doesn't matter who the battle seems like it's going towards, the war belongs to him. He is the victor. And I think it's almost like watching a delayed match, right? If you know who is going to win at the end of the day, surely the little corner kicks and the free kicks and the penalties must not make you jump and lose heart that much. God is the victor at the end of the day, is it not?
Thank you so much. You know, these two concepts, God is the creator and God is the redeemer. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 to 15, when the Sabbath commandment is repeated by Moses when he was about to die, He says here, observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your donkey or your laptop or anyone who is within your gate. Now, verse number 15. You shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there. Come on, listen to this one. And the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commands you to keep the Sabbath holy. So God is saying, because once you were slaves in Egypt, you were in bondage in Egypt, but I came with a strange hand. You know, when I think about the deliverance of Israel, it helps me when I am waiting upon the Lord. You know, when I was looking at the life of Moses in Exodus chapter 3, in Exodus chapter 2, Moses at the age of 40, he was prepared to release Israel out of Egyptian bondage. Yeah. But guess what? By what means? Moses wanted to deliver Israel by military prowess. Remember, he was trained as an army general of Egyptians. So Moses wanted to use those skills to deliver Israel. But now, God saw that Moses needed to wait on the Lord, needed to wait for 40 years. Until Moses understood that it was only the staff he was holding, which God used to deliver Israel. So what am I saying? Things may go from bad to worse while we are waiting. But God is waiting for a point whereby, like Moses, we say, Israel can't be delivered. Pharaoh is too powerful. So in the moment of your life, when you feel like you can't go on, the Sabbath is a reminder that one of these days, as you are resting on the Sabbath, God is going to make sure that you rest in your problem. God is going to make sure that you are going to rest. Maybe someone who is listening to me, there are people who have got marital problems. They are longing for that rest. They are saying, Lord, how long shall we tarry? But let me tell you, the Sabbath, every Sabbath, it's a reminder that God is going to redeem us, as he did in Egypt. The last point I need to share, it is there in the book of Psalms, where he talks about the anointing. The anointing. You know, if we talk about waiting in the Sabbath, and we leave the path of the anointing, we would not have done justice to the text. So the psalmist speaks about anointing. Speaks about anointing. What does he talk about when he talks about the anointing? The psalmist is saying here in Psalm chapter 92, verse 10, he says, but you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. So the psalmist is saying, God, what you have done to me while I'm waiting for you as a creator, while I'm waiting for you as a redeemer, there is something that you have done. What is it? God, you have anointed my head with oil. Now, as I was looking at the word oil, that word oil which was used by the psalmist, he uses a unique word, balau. Balau is a Hebrew term which doesn't mean the same anointing which kings and priests were done. But balau, it is used like in the book of Leviticus chapter 25. It is used in the book of Leviticus chapter 25. Where it speaks about Leviticus chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, where it speaks about mixing wheat with oil. So Baal, it is like mixing. So in other words, God is saying, in order for people to wait upon him as the creator, in order for people to wait upon him in the Sabbath as the redeemer, they need Baal. What is it, Baal? It says, they need consecration. They need to be consecrated. They need to be consecrated. So the psalmist is saying, in order for us to be able to experience the blessings of the Sabbath, in able to experience the redemptive work which comes through the Sabbath, one must be consecrated. One must be given wholly to him. So the way about, you know, when you are mixing oil with wheat, with flour, you want to make sure that every particle of wheat, every particle of wheat has oil. So God is saying, I need every particle of your life. I need you, the whole life, surrender everything to me. Therefore, if you do that, God is going to emerge as the Redeemer, is going to emerge as the Creator of your life.
Wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. Mfundisi, thank you so much for that. I don't know if you have any closing remarks as we wrap up this one. I mean, it was a wonderful lesson calling us to remember the Sabbath and how it calls us and inspires us to keep waiting on the Lord.
My closing remark to all our listeners is that, you know, God is calling us to remember the Sabbath as a way of waiting. We are waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ, where we are going to enter into the eternal rest. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? Let's go back to the basic. Let's go back to the weekly Sabbath. For God says at that point in time, the Sabbath is the sign of sanctification. And if we are able to consecrate ourselves there and we wait there, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, will certainly visit us. Maybe there's somebody who has already given hope. My message to you is that, hang on. Why can't you try the Sabbath? Come in, join the Sabbath.
Oh, yes.
Every Saturday, rest in the Lord. And the Lord the Creator, the Lord who is the Redeemer, as he has redeemed Israel in the days of old, he is able to redeem you in your present situation. May the Lord be with you, and may the Lord bless you. I would like to pray that God be with us as we remember that we should wait in the Sabbath.
Oh, yes.
Shall we pray? Father God, I want to thank you because you're our Lord. Thank you for this moment you have given us to discuss on Wednesday that you are God in the psalmist, Psalm 92. There are 2 points you want to remind us, that you are the Creator and you are the Redeemer. Father, help us to know these things. When life gives us lemons, help us to know that the Redeemer can make lemonade out of it. When life becomes sour, help us to know that there is hope at the end of the tunnel. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mkwendere. May God bless you until we chat again tomorrow.
Thank you so much. God be with you all.
Amen. There you have it, my dear friends. Pastor Anopa taking us through the lesson of today, the Wednesday edition. Let us wait in the Sabbath rest of Jehovah.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.